BakerBots, LLP, provides podcasts for educational purposes only. They are not legal advice and are not intended to establish an attorney-client relationship. This communication may constitute attorney advertising.
Welcome to the Lawful Influence Podcast, where we pull back the curtain on legal issues in the world of campaign finance and lobbying. I'm your host, Sterling Marchand, coming to you from Washington, D.C. In this episode, entitled Agent Smith Goes to Washington, we are analyzing a proposal that the Federal Election Commission discussed at its recent meeting, and that is the use of artificial intelligence in campaign advertising and solicitations. The FEC is considering whether there should be an explicit prohibition on the use of, quote, deceptive AI in the context of campaign advertising. Now, as you are probably aware, AI tools can be used to generate a wide variety of content, photographs, videos, news articles, audio, and more. Everyone right now is talking about AI, how it can be used, how it should be used, and what the implications are when we reach the point where we can't quite be sure that what we are seeing is real. Now the FEC is wading into this debate, asking for comments on whether it should initiate rulemaking regarding the use of AI in campaign advertising. The public has through October 16th to comment on this, and if you are a PAC that engages in campaign advertising or an AI company or even just a company that uses AI, I would strongly suggest you do so. Because while good-intentioned, any rule criminalizing how political organizations communicate with the public has the potential to chill legitimate free speech and has the potential to restrict the many legitimate uses for AI technology. There's also an open question as to whether such a rule is even necessary or a permissible use of the FEC's existing statutory authority. So we'll cover each of those points in a minute, but first, let's talk about why this is coming up now. In July of this year, the FEC received a request from the group Public Citizen petitioning the FEC for a rulemaking. The letter requests that the FEC amend its regulations to clarify that the existing campaign finance law against fraudulent misrepresentation also applies to, quote, deceptive AI campaign communications. Now, the current regulation prohibits fraudulently deceiving the public or potential donors by purporting to be speaking, writing, or otherwise acting on behalf of another candidate or party. The Public Citizen group wants the FEC to make clear that these existing regulations also prohibit the use of deliberately false AI-generated content. To justify the need for this amendment, Public Citizen highlights the advances in artificial intelligence generally and includes a number of examples of deepfake technology being used in political videos. Now, deepfakes are a term of art that refer to videos that have been digitally manipulated to replace one person's actual image so that they appear to be someone else. In other words, video can be shot using one person and then digitally altered to impose someone else's likeness onto that person. Using deepfake technology can create the appearance that a person is doing or saying things that they never actually did or said. Some, including Public Citizen, have raised the specter of AI technology being used by bad actors to generate fake news reports, doctored images, or deepfake videos, and then using them to gain an advantage on a political opponent. They argue that this technology can be used to deceive voters, and if the public can't tell that the media is fake, it may sway voters with disinformation. That risk is increasing, they argue, as the rapid advancements in AI technology make it increasingly hard to detect. And that's what this letter from Public Citizen appears to be getting at. So enter the FEC into the fray. On August 10th at the FEC's meeting, the commission voted unanimously to move forward with a rulemaking targeting deceptive AI-generated campaign ads. Now, just to be clear, this is just the first step. There are no proposed rules or amendments being published. The FEC is at this point just asking for comments as to whether it can or should move forward with proposing new rules. And I don't want to overstate the importance of this, because the FEC will typically take this first step without necessarily moving further in the process. But this is the second time this year that the FEC has considered the issue. And given the heightened attention to AI currently, along with a number of the FEC commissioner's statements, it seems to suggest that they are ready to take a more aggressive stance. Now, if the FEC decides to go forward with this rulemaking on AI content, I want to cover three areas or problems that they are going to need to address. And the first issue is simply timing. As I mentioned earlier, the period for comment on this initial notice is through October 16th. Then the commission would need to consider whether to take up any rule, and if so, it would need to draft what the rule is going to be along with a justification. Those specific amendments would then be subject to another notice of rulemaking, additional public comments, and then a final notice of rulemaking. So at best, any new rule on this is going to run right smack dab into the 2024 primaries and active campaigning early next year. If the FEC does go forward with this, and that's a big if, I'd put this at about 50% that they actually do, at a minimum, they need to delay the effective date until after the 2024 election to give everyone time to adapt to and understand these new rules. The second problem is the overarching question of whether the FEC has the statutory authority to do this. Like all executive agencies, the FEC only has the power explicitly granted to it by Congress, and Congress has not directly addressed this issue of AI in campaign ads. So if the FEC is going to prohibit the use of AI, it must be based on current authority. Some of the FEC commissioners point to the existing regulations that prohibit fraudulent misrepresentations by campaigns or anyone soliciting the public. Remember, this is the language that is being considered to be amended to clarify that it includes AI-generated content. The exact language of this regulation at 11 CFR section 110.16 states, quote, "No person shall fraudulently misrepresent the person as speaking, writing, or otherwise acting for or on behalf of any candidate or political party for the purpose of soliciting contributions or donations." And there is a similar prohibition that just applies to candidates and their committees that prohibits such activity if it is not for soliciting donations, provided it is damaging to another candidate or political party. This regulation is based on legislation passed in 1976 and most recently amended in 2002. Suffice to say, it says nothing about artificial intelligence. The argument, though, is basically that this language prohibiting fraudulent misrepresentations should cover anyone pretending to be someone else, whether that's through deepfake video technology or AI-generated audio. And I guess on its face, this argument makes sense. But if that's true, then it's not clear why this amendment would be needed at all. If someone pretending to be someone else falls under fraudulent misrepresentation in the current statute, then regardless of what form it takes, it should be prohibited. In other words, there would be no reason to call out AI-generated content specifically. But to be honest, that interpretation seems like an overreading of this statute and regulation, which by using the words "on behalf of" is targeting misrepresenting one's authority to act on behalf of someone else. And the legislative history of what Congress intended in passing the original statute supports that limitation. In other words, if I issue a solicitation and say I'm doing so on behalf of a particular candidate, that is a misrepresentation of my authority and is prohibited. But that's not what deepfake or other AI technology does, nor is it what Public Citizen is really targeting. They are arguing that deepfakes purport to be one thing when in fact it is not. In essence, they want to target lying in campaign ads. And while even my 5-year-old knows that lying is wrong, like it or not, As some of the other FEC commissioners have pointed out, there simply is no law that the FEC enforces that prohibits lying about an opponent in a campaign ad. I'm going to take a minute and let that sink in. There is no law that prohibits lying in a campaign ad. Now, there are other laws that target deliberately deceptive statements, as we'll talk about in a minute. But the truth is that without that statutory authority, the FEC cannot act to prohibit simple lying in campaign advertisements. And interestingly enough, in support of that view, the FEC has for years asked Congress to expand campaign finance prohibitions on fraud to include other fraudulent behavior, including, for example, scam PACs that purport to raise fund for one purpose, but then only spend money on further fundraising activity. Now, some states have tried to fill in the gap by prohibiting false statements in political advertisements. For example, one state banned political ads that the person knows or should reasonably be expected to know are false. Again, this is a laudable goal, but courts have struck these provisions down as being too broad and in defiance of the First Amendment. Simply put, the law recognizes political speech in particular, especially protected free speech. And this leads us to the third problem that the FEC needs to consider, and that is the potential for any proposed rule to overreach and to cause a chilling effect on otherwise free speech. That must be balanced against the risk that the FEC would be trying to guard against. Now, on the one hand, the public citizen letter seems to be targeted to very specific risks because it calls out deliberately false AI-created advertisements and cites deepfakes in particular. And I guess the theory is that an unassuming public would not be able to tell the difference between a real video and a deepfake and would therefore be tricked without knowing it. So if that is a real risk that the FEC is trying to guard against, how can that be addressed? Certainly one way would be to criminalize that, and that's what they are proposing here. Violations of the statute on fraudulent misrepresentation carry both civil and criminal penalties. But that's the most extreme solution. Short of that would be a requirement that campaign ads disclose when they are using AI-generated content. In fact, the Federal Trade Commission issued guidance earlier this year warning commercial sellers against fooling buyers with AI-generated content without disclosure. But the FEC already has disclosure requirements. Any campaign ad must include disclaimers revealing who paid for the advertisement and who authorized or didn't authorize the ad. Those disclaimers are usually both visual and audio, and you can picture it and hear it, right? Paid for by the party planning committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. The whole point of those disclaimers is so that you know who is behind the advertisement. Whatever is being said or displayed is being paid for or funded by a PAC or a committee with an agenda. And we, as the discerning public, are expected to be critical thinkers and know that an opponent of a certain candidate is going to present issues a certain way. So with all that, the question the FEC should be considering before doing anything else, what is the real risk here in the context of campaign ads? And is prohibiting AI-generated content the best way to address that risk? Look, I get public citizens' point that AI is advancing to the stage where the public cannot immediately discern whether something is real or a deepfake. But we're not in the Matrix, at least not as far as I can tell. And before we all start taking the red pill, let's recognize that there is much more to AI than just deepfake technology. And there is a risk that a proposed rule by the FEC will sweep more broadly to encompass AI-generated content in general. And even if it doesn't do so explicitly, it may do so in effect if PACs and campaigns fear using any AI-generated content at all. So if the FEC goes forward, it should include specific language making clear that the mere use of AI-generated content is not presumptively deceptive. Look, I'm not talking about opening the floodgates on deliberate lies in campaign ads. We already have laws against that in the form of defamation, common law fraud, and prohibitions on misleading or deceptive commercial speech. And even the raising of money through deceptive practices can and has been targeted under the mail or wire fraud statutes. Each of these are areas of law with decades of history and analysis, balancing the protections of the First Amendment for free speech, parody, and satire against bad actors. And they are enforced by agencies and the courts with experience for doing just that. I'm not sure that the FEC is equipped to do that, and I'm not sure we want the FEC doing that. So again, to wrap up, the public has until October 16th to weigh in with the FEC as to whether they should institute a formal rulemaking process on the use of AI in campaign ads. I've outlined some of the overarching issues that the FEC needs to address, including timing, authority, and scope, but there would be a number of granular problems as well in terms of implementation and enforcement that need to be addressed. If the FEC does go forward, we'll cover it here in more detail. And in the meantime, feel free to reach out if you have any questions. As one final note, as fast as these AI tools are being developed, the law and society are rushing to catch up. And there's been a lot of news recently about Congress holding hearings on AI. But in the meantime, we're left figuring out how AI fits into the current commercial and legal landscape. And if you have questions about that, we have a team here at Baker Botts that can help you sort that out. Until next time, I'm Sterling Marchand, and I approve this message.
Thank you for listening to this Baker Botts podcast. Baker Botts has the experience, knowledge, and people to solve our clients' most significant legal issues. For more information on Baker Botts practices, please visit us at bakerbotts.com. This presentation is provided by Baker Botts LLP for educational and informational purposes only. It is not legal advice and is not intended to establish an attorney-client relationship. Under the rules of certain jurisdictions, this communication may constitute attorney advertising.